Accessing library computer data.
And to make sure history never forgets the name Enterprise.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Penske Podcast. You haven't tuned in before, this is a podcast where we are running through all 178 episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation, giving our thoughts and feelings about each and every one. Right now we're up to episode 10 of season 7, it's called Inheritance. It was directed by Robert Shearer, teleplay goes to Dan Koppel and Renee Echevarria, story credit goes to Dan Koppel, aired back on November 22nd, 1993. In this episode, as the Enterprise helps a planet to survive, Lieutenant Commander Data must work with two local scientists, one of whom is revealed to be his mother. Modi Operandis is here to join us and talk about this one. So right after this break, me and Modi are going to go deep on Android Moms, its inheritance.
I wanted to make you female, but your father insisted on a son. Oh, we argued about it endlessly, right up until we were ready to assemble you.
How did you decide?
Oh, Noonien walked in with your head in his hand, and innocent as you please, said it was up to me. He knew perfectly well what he was doing. Once again, he had made it in his own image. I mean, what could I possibly say? Deanna Troi, is that who you're going to visit?
Yes.
Your father would be so pleased.
Pleased?
Well, he was worried that the sexuality program he designed for you wouldn't work.
You misunderstand. Counselor Troi is a therapist.
Well, everybody, I hope that you're enjoying this magical ride down Season 7's family tree of Next Generation episodes, where we are just going to meet every single family member that we've never heard of before. And now we're going to talk about Inheritance with Modi. Modi, how are you?
I'm great.
And, you know, it's time to, I think it's Dr. Taner, right? I think that's the character's name.
Yes, Juliana Taner.
Juliana Taner, who was Juliana Donnell, O'Donnell, something like that before. But
yes, O'Donnell. Fine Irish name.
Yep. She was
a weird planet, yeah.
TNG continues its string of loving the Irish to an extreme. Yeah, so let's talk Inheritance. Data finds out that he's got a mom. And she shows what I consider to be incredible restraint by not running up to him the minute that she sees him, going, Data, it's me. She lets him finish his spiel about how they're going to save the planet before she brings it up, and then we go into the credits. What did you think about meeting Dr. Taner, who is Data's mother, and turns out to be, an android herself?
I did kind of enjoy her character. I wish they had done some things differently with the way they introduced her to us, but overall, I enjoyed the episode and the character.
I'm thinking that as these season 7 episodes are going, where a lot of them are meeting family members for the first time, how did you feel in general that this one went for introducing a character that we've never heard of before in such a late part of the show? You know what I mean? We're in year 7 and this has never been brought up before. So some of the family members, I feel like that's kind of weird at this point to be bringing up these characters. What'd you think about Dr. Taner?
She was good. She did some interesting character things, I think, that were good. I liked the scene when she sees the picture of Lal, and I think that's really what sold me on her personality, I think.
Yeah.
In that moment. When she's expressing how they had, you know, prior androids before Data and Lore. And that was like there was some interesting things going on there. And she also they could even go with the doing like the mom trope of trying to embarrass your kids a little bit harder with her than they can with other characters, because Data can't get embarrassed, and they kind of point that out.
Right.
So it was very much, there was a lot of like, maybe almost too much of the proud mom moments, because it seems like every single thing he does, she would take credit for.
Yes.
But
and she also had a story.
It's kind of normal for moms, maybe. I don't know.
She also had a story for every single thing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, we didn't want to do that necessarily. Yeah, it was always that. And that did ring true for some moms, I suppose. For me anyways.
Right.
So, yeah.
Very proud. Our mothers are very proud of our podcasting and YouTubing abilities. The, I thought that, I think the episode, I kind of like it. Like, I think it's probably the best family member episode that they've done so far. And I think that
My problem with the episode is really that it takes a very, very long time to get to what I consider to be the interesting part about it. And it's a real, like, it's a real drag getting to the point where she reveals that she's an android. Or she doesn't reveal, but it is revealed.
Yeah. They spend far too much time here trying to make us suspect her of something.
Yes.
And then it ends up being nothing. I wish they had done something sooner. I mean, the episode would be much shorter, I suppose, then. But done something sooner to make Data trust her almost immediately.
I would I would have thought that it wouldn't make the episode shorter because they would have focused on what I think is the most interesting part about this, which is Data dealing with another android. And what I think is the most important thing, but I don't want to talk about it yet, which is how Dr. Soong seems to be completely imbalanced as a person. Like the stuff that Soong does is really bizarre, and I don't really want to talk about that because I think that's going to be kind of the meat of the episode. But I would have rather not had the episode pretend to be kind of a shitty mystery for so long.
Exactly.
And you know, they did three different things where it's just Data gives a sideways glance at her after she does something, so you're like, oh, I know something's kind of up. Like they're hinting at it, and it turns out to be not nefarious. They even go to such a length that, you know, I didn't realize until halfway through the episode that the male scientist is her husband.
Yeah.
And that guy's just apparently a dick for no reason a couple times. Did you notice that?
Yeah, he is. He hates he suspects the machine of being capable of making mistakes.
Yep.
When he's like, well, don't you check his calculations? Like, no, that's not how machines work, dude. You don't need to do that for machines.
It also, it comes out to, he gets in a fight with Data on the planet. He's like, you told them, it upset her. It's like, and it doesn't amount to anything. So I don't really understand why his character exists in the first place. And they're hinting at something like he's going to be a dick about Data, but he isn't.
It goes nowhere.
Yeah. I agree that I like the mom moments, but I'm sort of hitting a point, I think, where I feel like Data's backstory is fleshed out enough at this point where this didn't feel like it's totally necessary. It's kind of nice. It's like straddling the line of whether or not I thought this was necessary until it gets to the point where the twist comes in. And I guess we should might as well just talk about the twist right now, which is obviously she's an android, and Soong
built doesn't
her.
Know it,
and does not know it, right? And so Data,
that's the most interesting thing about it. Is that I like that fact of it, and that's kind of why I wish they would have gotten past the whole like is she on the level with being his mother thing earlier, because it seems like that goes on for almost two acts here, I think, before you actually trust her.
Yeah, it might even be three. Because out of the five, it takes a very long
time. And
then
he immediately trusts her for like 20 minutes, then he starts suspecting something's up again.
Yep.
So I wish they had done more of, he trusts her, everything she says is true, he verifies it almost immediately, and then other things start happening that makes him like, what's going on here?
Right.
And so like, that would be the part that doesn't compute, as opposed to like, suspecting whether she's trying to like, play him somehow. But then again, I do like this episode, and I really like the idea of an android that doesn't know it. That's really, really interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. And I think that the fact that she doesn't know it brings us to Soong, who I think if I was redoing The Next Generation over again, I think Soong has a lot of space to go with him that they don't ever go in the way that the series turned out with. Like, give me your general understanding of what Soong is in terms of this universe of TNG. Like, how would you describe the character?
I guess, even based on this episode, he's kind of just a mad scientist.
Yeah.
He should be. That's what he should be, I think, anyways, I suppose. He's, a genius inventor, I guess, is the idea in robotics and androids. But he doesn't, seem... They don't play into that unstableness of, who does this kind of thing?
Right.
Like what's driving him?
Yeah.
And get into that. Like it's not just I want to make an android. It's like I need to make an android in my image. I need to make myself my wife in her image.
Yeah.
It's just very strange.
This is almost a Black Mirror episode, right? Like the insanity of your wife or whatever leaves you, and she dies. I think She leaves him and then dies. I think that's the order of operations, of course.
Yes, yeah.
And then he is so distraught, he builds an android in her image and imprints her mind into the android so that it basically is her. And then
you raised an interesting thought just now, too. I'll come back to it in a second here. But yeah,
right, and then he sort of continues this charade of making the android think it's a person. And
giving it a lifespan.
Right, and giving it a lifespan. It will die. He continues that charade. Basically, it's going to die. He continues the charade, and he's built in a function to sort of prevent it from ever learning the truth about itself, where it'll just shut down if it gets exposed. I think that's kind of twisted. Like, that's kind of really a twisted. Fucked up thing.
Here's a thought. How do we know that he made her after she died?
Right.
He might have made her after she left him.
Yes.
Like, you know what? I could fix this. I could make an android that's just like her, and I don't need her around then. She can go off, and I'm gonna replicate her, and I will make this android perfect, and she won't even know it, but she's going to stay with me this time.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he killed her, you know? And then he's like, he's realized the horrible mistake he's made, and it's just like, I'll go back to... That's all I could think, and it might just be because I've seen, you know, Black Mirror has come out now, and a little bit of, like, more of a twisted sci-fi thing. And, like... And I was thinking, like you were saying, like Soong, and we've mentioned this before, Soong building Data and Lore in his image is bizarre. Mm-hmm. Like, that's an odd choice that he made to do that. And he calls them his children, you know?
He insisted that they be boys.
Insisted.
According to her, yeah.
Yeah. He didn't want them to be creative, which is interesting. Yeah, he's really just sort of...
Yeah, that's weird.
If I was redoing the Soong character... I'd do what you were saying. I would have him more clearly unbalanced than he is. Like, have him be the genius, but have him sort of be really crazy. And I was thinking maybe you could make him schizophrenic. That's why he's sort of building these androids that are like aspects of his personality in some way.
Mm.
And that would explain, like, that would give a reason for Lore to exist because Lore is like the crazy aspect of him.
Yeah.
They don't do that, so we're sort of just wishing away. But I'm really sort of let down after all these TNG episodes that Soong has so much promise and he doesn't quite live up to it. So in terms of inheritance, what did you think of the final Soong episode where Soong talks to Data in a holographic form?
This is kind of the last hurrah for Data, isn't it? Like, this is like the last episode for him that's really gets into the dataness of Data here.
I would think so. Yeah, yeah.
It was weird. I don't know. I mean, I wish they would have played in more of having Data like question why to any of this stuff.
Yes.
Why did you make her? Because I understand, like. Yeah, that's fine. Like, he's never really... I guess he hasn't ever reached that plateau of humanity of... that's the logical conclusion of if you're... You don't have to ever ask your parents why they created you, but if you are an android, at some point you have to.
Mm-hmm.
You have to come to terms with that thing that you've been created to be a perfect being by this imperfect person and find out what drove them to do it.
Right.
And this is his last chance to do it. And he kind of tips his hand just a little bit here. In his last creation, we think, anyways. He might have other wives running around here. This might be the one that got away. Who knows? But
it's definitely... And you don't know all of that, because I think Soong plays it all so close to his chest, I guess, that it's like, why... Do you buy his argument for not telling her that she's an android? Do you buy the episode's argument to not tell her?
I don't buy it, again, because I don't... It benefits him more than it benefits her. Like, he wants to have a replication of his wife.
Yep.
And I can get that, but he can't have his wife knowing that she's an android. So it's... There is a Black Mirror episode that deals with this. I'm thinking about it, actually. There's that one where she has the replication of her dead husband.
Yeah, she compiles his social media stuff to like make
That's exactly it. And that's kind of the same thing going on here. And at that point, she realizes because he knows he's an android and she knows he's an android that she can never really be happy with it.
Right, yep.
Whereas here, he guess he could kind of fool himself into being... Well, maybe... She, again, that's the question. Did she, as an android, leave him? Or did she, or did the wife die after she left him and he recreated her? And then she left him again? Or I don't know exactly what happened. You know what I mean?
That's true.
If he created her as an android and she left him, then that's a bold choice. And that's bold that he let that happen. You know what I mean? Like, if he created this person, she chooses to leave him.
Yep.
And then that's like the ultimate AI then. And the fact that he would go along with that would speak to his sanity maybe then.
Right.
But yes, if he... Yeah. I don't know, it depends on the order of the way things happened here. Just a lot of things aren't adding up quite right.
Because he had to get her... I guess you could get it from anywhere, I suppose. You could write it in anywhere. But he had to get her brain scans from somewhere. Right, he had to get her knowledge from somewhere. So I don't know if that means she was already alive when he created, or she was with him or something. It's not...
Yeah.
I don't know if it's particularly clear about that. But I think that... going along with what we were talking about, like, do we support, like, what Data does? I feel the ending here is not very TNG, because I feel like you were saying, lying to Data's mother about what she is only benefits Soong, who is dead currently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's the only person who has any sort of anything to gain from maintaining this charade. Mm-hmm. And Data not wanting to tell her feels very, very odd to me. And it doesn't feel like TNG's ethos has always sort of been like the truth will win out, you know?
Yeah.
It's always generally better to tell people the truth of their situation is what the show seems to think. And here...
Yeah, but this would cause an existential crisis for Juliana here.
Would it?
So I would think so. If you find out that... Well, I mean, given who she is, she might understand it better than most people will. She might take it better than most people will.
Right.
But
it's lucky
she also has a husband she has to contend with too. She's like, oh, by the way, I'm an android, honey. Sorry.
Maybe that's that guy's whole purpose, just to sort of raise the stakes a little bit.
Ground of the episode, yeah, maybe, yeah.
I mean, she's lucky she's never broken a bone or anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's gone through a good period of relative health, never had to jump off a high cliff or anything like that before this situation. Right. There was a lot of... Data put a lot of faith in her ability to survive that enormous leap as well.
For not knowing fully that she could... Yeah. I mean, I guess the alternative was them just staying there and dying, but why doesn't he, like, just grab her and carry her instead of, like, making her jump on her own then? Right. If he doesn't know that she's an android yet.
And it's,
what if they didn't have to jump? Like, he was just doing this to test her finally.
I know, just like... Yeah, throwing like a drill or something at her very dangerously. Just, caught you slipping there.
Caught it, huh? Okay.
Good reflexes. Surprisingly good reflexes. I thought it also kind of brought up the transporter conundrum, which is, if he scanned the brain into this android body, is it the same person? You know how the transporter argument, if you get transported, are you really the same person when you come out the other end of it? I feel it's kind of... Because he even brings up the philosophical point that because it is a perfect copy of her, both Android and the real woman would have left him. So I guess we do know that she died before she left him, because the Android is the one that left him.
Yeah. So she wasn't programmed to want to stay with him.
Right.
Maybe he knew that. Or... maybe he had the Black Mirror problem where he couldn't accept it. And after he made this woman that's supposed to be his wife, he's like, he wasn't satisfied with it.
Right.
He knew it wasn't the truth. And that's why she left, because he wasn't happy.
Well, I guess that's the other conundrum about Soong, right? Because Soong doesn't seem to... There's two ways you could go with it, right? He's created artificial intelligence. So if the show wants to take this super philosophical take on him, he should kind of treat them like people. And I guess he sort of does, but he sort of at the same time treats them like robots. You know, like he's willing to control them to a certain, to a level that it doesn't kind of mesh with the idea that he's created a life form that has come out of them. I don't know if I'm reaching for this one, but he feels like he's a little bit at odds for what he allows them to do and what he kind of considers them to be.
He should have kind of the most centric attitude with that, I would imagine, because as their creator knows they're not real, and then at the same time has to put a full faith behind their humanity kind of thing.
Right.
Whereas, you know, like, it, like, everybody in this universe falls into two camps of androids are objects and androids are, like, humans, whereas, you know, like, Picard would treat them as humans.
Yep.
And other people, Pulaski, would treat them as robots. And so it soon would have to treat them maybe as a third way, I guess, of a third mindset. Like he can switch them off when he wants to, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, right. And yeah. But he still treats them as fully human. So, I mean, I don't know.
He seems to have no problem disassembling them. I guess that could have been the conflict here, right? Because he completely made Data and Lore. So he's ultimately responsible for them, but he took someone else and put them into a robot body for his wife. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that feels a little bit different. He didn't program her to the extent that he programmed Data.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, even more, maybe more so. Like, he programmed her to be matching to her personality and have emotions and all that, because she does obviously have the emotion chip then too. Then.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
So he's perfected that, apparently.
Yes. But he makes huge advances. Each iteration that comes off the assembly line is much better than the previous one.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess, yeah, because, okay, so the other big reveal here halfway through is that it was her choice to leave Data and Lore behind. Lore's already destroyed, but when the Crystal Identity attacked, she made the choice to not take
Data
with, because he was scared that she was scared that he would become like Lore. And, you know, maybe that is the conflict that drove them apart, maybe? I don't know. Maybe she revealed that at some point where she, after he builds her, she reveals this big secret that she's been keeping from him, that she tricked him into not taking Data.
Right. She would know.
That
right?
drove them apart, maybe? And he casts out his own android because it betrayed him, kind of thing. A lot of interest. I want to see how this whole thing played out. Like, I want to see that episode where Soon creates this person and how it all breaks down eventually.
I think that's sort of my general criticism of this episode, is that it's all of the Soon and Data stuff is bringing up or hinting at this much deeper storyline that the show is not willing to go down, and so you get this sort of lightly philosophical take on Data and what it means to be a human and what it means to, like, be an artificial life form, I suppose, at some point. And then it just takes a very long time getting to that point where this reveal means anything. And I would have loved the episode to examine it, the whole episode, sort of, and, like, you know, tell her she's an android, and then have them sort of have to battle, like, you know, argue about what this means and everything like that. And is she this person? And is it a mother? And how does Soon relate to it and all that stuff? And they don't really do it, unfortunately. Yeah. Although I do think it's not a bad episode at all.
No, it's not, and the ending's not bad either. The way it all plays out, and again, I wish they hadn't wasted so much time at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah,
it's because they could have done more with it towards the end. Then, but yeah, it was fine.
I think we had a good discussion. I think that's the end. I'm pretty sure you're right. So as I look this up, why don't you just give me sort of a general thoughts on the Data storyline? Do you think, over the course, because you've been with us since season one, what do you think that the Data storyline, sort of, how did it pan out for you over the course of these seven seasons?
There's been ups and downs. There's been missteps and problems, but overall, I'm glad that he's here. I'm glad that this storylines exist, and this does feel like a good culmination of, like, you every single thing of this episode is informed by everything before it, because they get really into Lore and they get really into Soon, so, like, it does seem like a culmination kind of episode for him.
Yeah,
it's a good one to go out on, I guess.
I agree. I still sort of think that his going out was Birthright Part One, the dream sequence. I still think that's the best Data end point. I don't mind this one. I don't think it's bad or unnecessary or done particularly poorly. But it does sort of hint at all these storylines that I wish were coming out, or that I wish were further examined. But as it
stands,
could
be adapted into Black Mirror episodes.
I know, right? Just have Brent Spiner play the android in that episode.
Perfect. Done.
Anyway. I think we talked about that one pretty good. I thought that was a good discussion. We're going to play an audio clip. We'll come back. We are going to give our final thoughts and ratings for Inheritance.
Data. What happened? The last thing I remember was jumping off a cliff.
You
You were knocked unconscious by the fall. You broke a bone in your arm, but Dr. Crusher repaired it. Everything is fine.
All right, the end of the Soong storyline until the emotion chip rears its ugly head in Generations. But we'll get to that when we get to it. Inheritance is now what we are talking about. Data encounters a woman claiming to be his quote-unquote mother, is the description. Modi, what did you think of this one on our scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is absolute garbage, 5 is good, 3 is an average episode of Star Trek?
I am going to give this one a 3.5, because it is a very good episode. It has some missteps, but it is a good episode, and it has a lot of good points in it. Like I said, there's a little bit... When it leaves you wanting more. I mean, you give it some points off when you see the potential for an episode,
yeah,
and you see it squandered, but you can't ding the episode for being anything wrong with it.
So, right, yeah.
The episode itself was okay. It could have been better, but I guess that's right. That's how I end up at a 3.5, I guess.
Yeah, this one could have easily been a 4 for me. I'm not sure it would have ever been great. I don't know if it's the right kind of material to be like a great episode, but it could have easily been a 4. I think it's more like a 3. I think it's perfectly functional. I think it takes way too long to get going, which is kind of a problem with a lot of the season 7 scripts mm-hmm. so far. But it dilly-dallies a little bit on a subject that is not interesting, which is the audience thinking that this woman is his mother and is a human. And yeah. There's nothing interesting about that storyline. There's
or
no
a con
conflict.
Artist trying to play him somehow.
Right.
That's where it went with the beginning. I thought it was going to be like she's playing him somehow. And we're trying to figure out how or why.
Right.
And it doesn't go anywhere with that. It yep. just ends up trusting her. So just get to that point sooner somehow.
Right. And even if she was conning him, it would still be taking way too long to reveal the con at that point. Yeah. Like it's a poorly paced episode. It does the typical TNG thing of some bullshit science problem that's going on in the background of the episode that they need to fix.
We didn't get into that, yeah.
Yeah, they're remelting the core or something, right? Like, that's what they're doing. They're heating up the core of this planet. Does she live on this planet?
That was my take, is that she's married to one of the higher-ups of the planet.
Okay.
Or something.
Because he's definitely an alien that belongs.
Well, he's just a geologist. So she somehow she's somehow married to this geologist and somehow ends up being on board the Enterprise. This is a lot of coincidence then.
Okay. It is. Yeah. I guess it's just the show makes the universe seem so big. It's like, you're like, what are the odds that she would just end up here and then run into Data? And
yeah, right. Well, she caused the cooling so they could have this meeting finally.
Oh, yeah. She stuck her android hand in and pulled the plug on it. Yeah. How come she hadn't sought out Data?
Right. Like, she knows he's out there.
Yes. And Lore. Know. She knows that the Lore is a threat to the universe, and she does nothing about it.
He didn't even like, mention that he encountered Lore again.
And he killed Lore. Yeah, he ultimately killed Lore. Yeah, that is. Yeah. And that's the one kind of weird thing. I was joking at the beginning, but it's funny that she doesn't just go like, Data, don't you remember? She lets him do his whole spiel about how they're going to save the planet before, hey, Data, do you remember me? Doesn't come out.
Made an excuse to come out and see the Enterprise ever before. She
no.
needed something, some big event to happen where she had to come out and see him.
And then they have some agreement at the end where they're going to see each other again when Data goes on leave. But
sure.
It's never
sure.
going to happen.
We all say that. Yeah. Call your mother more often. Yeah, sure.
Guys, that's right. Guys, you'll never see this character again. I hate to break it to you. But anyway, yeah, I gave it a 3. Modi gives it a 3.5. I think that's fair. I think this has been one of the better episodes so far of season 7, which is
nothing
okay.
wrong with it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That seems to be the story for season 7. There's nothing wrong with these episodes. But you're going to be back with Homeward, which I think we will have the opposite to say about that one. but anyway, that's showing too much of a hand. Guys, thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed the content, you're on YouTube, a like and a comment's appreciated. If you're on iTunes, a rating review helps get the show out there. Rate us on all your podcatchers that you listen to. Facebook.com/ThePenskePodcast. You can get a like and a comment there. Join the discussion. And then lastly, Patreon. You go to patreon.com/ThePenskePodcast. For a couple dollars a month, you get exclusive content. We do podcasts about movies, etc. It's a way to support the show and support everything else that we've got going on here and get some extra stuff on top of it. I appreciate all the patrons. Thanks very much, guys, for your support. It's been a great help moving the show forward. Modi, thanks for coming on.
No problem.
And obviously, we are going to be back with Homeward, as I mentioned before. But the episode after this is going to be Parallels. So that'll be interesting. But anyway, see ya.